We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. Welcome back to Grassroots Marketing here on CannabisRadio.com, powered by the newly updated Buzz CRM. And I'm telling you, the response from people that are getting onto that platform and seeing how much it's able to go ahead and take in terms of micromanaging and, you know, eliminating the amount of manpower, the amount of tedious, you know, the data entry and work that you have to go do to get your marketing and networking done. So all those leads you have coming in, incoming, and those you put into the system, to have them be contacted regularly through emails, phone calls, messages, everything, all AI powered. It's all in one platform without the need of all these extra unnecessary subscriptions and all these other platforms you go ahead, that they go ahead and log in and have find login and password for and go look around. Listen, like I said, just the other day, I actually got rid of one of the streaming services because there's too many I have to even deal with. Who has the time to manage it? And who has the time to go ahead and invest and get involved in every one of them? You want to be in one place at one time. The Buzz CRM is your one-stop shop for all your marketing automation needs. TheBuzzCRM.com, TheBuzzCRM.com. It's newly updated, fresh new look for 2025. Go look at it for yourself and subscribe. I'm telling you, all of us here at Cannabis Radio are using it. It's wonderful. It's a great platform. Everything we said and more. So go right now. It's such a low price, easy cost of entry, easy barrier to entry to get yourself integrated into the process and let it work for you. TheBuzzCRM.com. Go ahead and find out more and just sign up today. And continuing to go ahead and get a good new profile on new companies out there that we have, are not familiar with here on Cannabis Radio, but we want to go ahead and bring them to the forefront for all of you. We're going to talk about several CEOs that have put together recently a new cannabis venture. They've had challenges they face along the way and insights on business development and raising capital in the cannabis space. And now they are working on a new venture called Greenhouse Lifestyles, a 15,000 square foot luxury cannabis dispensary and lounge, offering the first of its kind drive-through service committed to innovation and delivering your elevated cannabis experience, quote unquote. Offering investors affordable access and ownership opportunities through SEC-registered crowdfunding with the potential for above-average returns. So with me right now, I want to go welcome to the program one of the co-CEOs here, Damon Pennington, and Brandon Traynor, who is general manager at Greenhouse Lifestyles. Thank you, gentlemen, for being on.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Now, by the look of the facility itself, it's amazing. Like the luxury, when you talk about just how the look of it is, especially just looking at the outside and just the structure and what was being built behind it, well thought out. I really like the way it all looks and has been brought together. It almost looks like I'm like a ski resort when I look at it, just the way it has a look to it. It's amazing. And a very atrium, very greenhouse feel to it. When you go inside, obviously greenhouse as it is. Talk to me real quickly about the aesthetics of the building and the fact that you wanted to create the greenhouse effect and why, you know, you would think somebody might have done something like that, but this is such a unique approach to a cannabis dispensary.
Yeah, one of the things that we noticed when we started the whole process of considering how we would do a dispensary, most of the places we went to were very cold. From the moment you walked in, they were cold and they were just stores. We joked around like they were liquor stores, but we wanted people to have a unique feel and a unique experience. And part of that is the aesthetics of how it would look both inside and out. So when we came up with the name Greenhouse, that was sort of the start. But when we came up with the name, we wanted to not only have a cool name, but have a cool feel. And I think in building and coming up with the both outside and inside, made a difference to how we would go about doing it. Because when we talk about when people come, we want them to have an experience and not just buy products, but have a true experience. So that meant a lot to us.
I mean, I don't know if I've seen a structure like this. What can you tell me about who it was that, how you went ahead and got behind the design of this, and what was it that made it such an appealing field to go ahead and go this route? Because when you look at just like this structure from a very top, all these squares and just kind of like this ultra dimensional kind of feel to it, along with a real nature aesthetic to it.
It's interesting. The space now is it's a warehouse, and we knew it had amazing bones, but we wanted to try to have a feel. Both myself and my partner, we like architecture, and not just, I mean, we like European architecture. It's important, and old U.S. architecture is important, and we wanted to have a cool feel. We didn't want it to be traditional brick and mortar. We wanted to have a feel when people came. It was something unique. You mentioned ski resort. You can look at it a lot of it. We love the open space look also. I have a 5,000 square foot beer garden that I opened years ago, and people thought I was crazy when I did it. But in doing that, with that, I use shipping containers and things that aren't of the norm. And I think with this, we wanted to do the same thing and have the same feel. And both because we're in New Jersey, we wanted to have sort of a California feel, but an East Coast feel in the same breath.
Now, Damon, I want to go through you real quickly because when you put this together, you and Spencer St. Cyr, Spencer Carl St. Cyr, were working together, collaborating on this. And for yourself, Spencer's on the investment side in a different area in dental practice and endodontics. But for yourself, you have 20 years of driving growth, innovative solutions in business and housing development. You worked on government contract acquisitions and mission-based strategic leadership. So with this, also you working revitalizing communities with real estate development. So in the investment side, I want to just go and see if there's an attachment here to where you feel like these kind of designs, this kind of project, if there were other cannabis companies out there, either multi-state operators or small grassroots operators that have come to you about utilizing a familiar concept and saying, well, we'd like for you to go ahead and kind of reapply this same concept to one of our businesses and, let's put the investment in. Have you had any kind of feedback about that so far?
Interestingly enough, we haven't. It seems like every state now, that as they are adding legislation for cannabis growth, everyone's sort of trying to figure out their own lane. You have a lot of multi-states that are coming in trying to let a lot of socioeconomic people give them an opportunity to sort of open something, but most people don't have the money. I think we try to do everything that we do ourselves. And we try to give people the opportunity to invest, but a lot of people didn't have the large minimum investment that we had. So it's interesting. A lot of crowdfunding companies, I would say 90%, 100% of them don't do cannabis. There was one that did. They went out of business in June. So we ended up having to go our own route. We spent the time and the effort to go through the process with SEC. Start doing it ourselves. And it gave people the ability to invest in cannabis where normally they wouldn't be able to. Because right now it's either multi-state or people with sizable amounts of money, like private equity companies. But people that want to invest $10,000 or $200 didn't
Right.
have the ability to do that. So we've allowed people to be able to invest from $200 to $10,000 and $50,000 on up. So we wanted people to be able to be a part of the process because this is a way, just like they see with AI or Bitcoin, like how can I be a part of the process when I don't have the money that most people do?
Well, I mean, 10 years ago, you would think that there was such a talk. I mean, I remember where we were at Cannabis Radio and where we were situated. We were right embedded into where we saw a lot of startups coming in, and especially with cannabis as well. So much investment money was being pumped in, and there were just some companies that came in, like the MedMen's of the world. Hey, they came in so strong and so aggressive, but crashed and burned. And it was unfortunate to go and see that. And there's another companies in the same way that have gone through investment, and some of the track record of some of these publicly, these the real public companies that have gone out there and have not done so well. And the same thing also with the stock market as well, where certain companies are out there, they're not getting too much of the investment yet. Obviously, legalization from a federal standpoint is a bit of a deterrent for that. Then the inflationary period we have right now in the last 4 years and recession we're basically in. It's been such a tough environment, but your team persevered in allowing, again, like you said, while there were other companies that might have been doing crowdfunding, they did not survive or make it through to this point, but your team did. What do you think has been the reason why there was a sustainability and that you were able to go and survive this very financially difficult environment?
I think patience is one, and not trying to expand too fast. I know you mentioned MedMen. There's always companies that want to expand really fast. They see an opportunity, and they try to hit the home run instead of trying to hit the single, the double, the triple, and then bring the other runners in. I think if you can do things slowly and be aggressive in the same breath, ways you can do it and make everything work out.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
The right way.
Now, I want to go also bring in Brandon into the mix here, obviously, because you're into the day-to-day operations within Greenhouse Lifestyles in the dispensary there.
Yes.
The brand itself and redefining the adult cannabis experience. So I want to know what your team does with Damon at the helm and you're there in identity operations. Just want to know what you do right now to help work on the challenges of marketing cannabis products and educating and doing responsible messaging. Everything that encompasses what the greenhouse environment is there in the dispensary, and how does that match up with what you're doing on the ground with the shelves and the team that you have pushing the products out?
Well, yeah, you know, greenhouse isn't just a biz, you know, it's a hub for connection. So, you know, definitely dedicated to educating the community. And I think that's the most important part for any dispensary. And that's why a lot of the guys, you know, that may come in, they may have the capital up front, but the money can't buy you the community. And that's why some of these, you know, some of these stores that may pop up first in states, you know, they're not the last one standing, you know. So I think it's been most important for us to focus on our vision and make sure that, you know, we're not just one of those stores popping up, that we become a trusted name in the cannabis industry. You know, just not just in our local area, but, you know, to then branch out and show everybody across the nation what it could be. So, you know, we take our techniques in, you know, all of our data, all of our posting, even the way, you're in all of your socials look online. You know, our goal is to just be a positive force in the community while, normalizing, celebrating the cannabis lifestyle.
The other thing I want to ask is about the approach to creating that unique and personalized customer experience. So within this flagship store, creating the model, what's going to be for other stores, I would imagine in the future, given the amount of crowdfunding and investment you could go and do to go and to continue to expand. And of course, not an aggressive expansion, but something that's going to be much more logical and much more thought out. So tell me about the role of social listening, community engagement, building brand loyalty that you're putting together into this that's going to be used for future dispensaries.
So yeah, exactly. So, you know, I take a lot of, you know, like demographic statistics, and I see, you know, a lot of LinkedIn statistics as well. And I see which people and which professions are paying attention closely with our brand as well. So then you can kind of tailor your campaigns listed online to who's already paying attention to your brand. And then from there, if you see, you know, let's just say you want to get in with people that work in this, you know, sector of the world, you can see which campaigns are strong for them, maybe in their personal lives with these online analytics, and tailor some of your online campaigns so that you can then pop up on their radar. And that's how you generate new people from across the planet and the local people in your vicinity as well. You know, so the analytics portion of it is just important. You know, I would say that's the indirect portion, whereas the direct portion is when you're inside the dispensary, getting all of the knowledge that I will be, you know, handing out to all of our team, and making sure that everybody's up to date on all, you know, current market trends. That's the direct stuff, you know, but the indirect stuff is where you make the most. And I think that's where you can make the biggest impact as well.
And finally, and I'll ask this for both of you, what it means for the future of cannabis retail, because for those out there, you know, if they want to go ahead and try to recreate or have a different look at what this dispensary experience is going to be, obviously people might, you know, for those that are even going to go ahead and enter the stores, because obviously some people are going to feel the need of, oh no, just deliver it to me, or just a pickup kind of carry curbside kind of feel to it. But for those that want to enter the experience, and also, like you said, by having the networking feel in there, being able to have other investors and other people that are maybe in the startups or looking to go and find investment into themselves or to invest in what you're doing. Talking about the evolving landscape of the cannabis industry, trends shaping the future of cannabis retail by what you're doing with the vision of this greenhouse brand and how you feel like it will shape the future of cannabis culture and how you feel like this could be a game changer for those out there seeing, look what you're doing, you're setting a new trend.
Yes, well, one of the biggest trends that I see shaping the cannabis market right now is personalization and wellness, And then, so from there on out, when you incorporate the technology and innovation, then that's when you can spearhead and take over and become that superpower that you are aspiring to be. So I think that that's one of the things that kind of sets us apart right now.
So let's direct people to the website. Website is greenhouselifestyles.com. You go in there, you take a look at the facility, you can see just the amazing look of where it all is set up here. And you get to go and see what the leadership is like and all the products you have out there that's made available. And for those that go to the website or also, now you also have a place for people to be shareholders. Take a minute while we go and direct people to the website about how they can become a shareholder of Greenhouse Lifestyles.
Now, if they're interested in investing in the company, at the bottom right-hand section of the website, it scrolls as you go down. There's an invest button. You click on the invest button, you put your information in, your basic information in, and it transfers you to our brokerage company. And at that point, you can invest with a minimum of $200. And you can invest through your check credit card, through your IRA, through crypto. You can use various forms of dollar to invest and to become a shareholder. At that point, once you purchase shares, you have an account so you can see how your shares of the stock are managing, how it's going. You can go from there. So it's pretty simple and it's pretty easy.
Fantastic. So for those that want to go and be a part of this and join you, and the address exactly is 1301 Clements Bridge Road in Barrington, New Jersey. So for those that want to just be a little more familiar, it's in southern New Jersey, just minutes away from downtown Philadelphia. So make sure to go ahead and visit the folks at Greenhouse Lifestyles. Website is greenhouselifestyles.com. I've been here with Damon Pennington, CEO, and Brandon Traynor, General Manager at Greenhouse Lifestyles. Gentlemen, thanks for being all this. Really appreciate you taking time out.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady, something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
If you're looking for legit ways to make extra money, you've got to check out The Side Hustle Show. With hundreds of actionable episodes to choose from, you'll learn what's working now from real people making real money, like the Utah mom who built a six-figure business playing video games, or the guy earning $3,000 a month renting out mobility scooters. Online or offline, from Amazon to your own hometown, from YouTube to vending machines, The Side Hustle Show has you and your wallet covered. Subscribe to The Side Hustle Show wherever you're listening to this podcast and increase your earning power today.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's AURA.com/listen.